APY curve and really trying to be able to customize the return so that it really pays out a lot better for early stakers. That's also why you see a headline number of 702% APY. So with your QuickSwap LP tokens, you take it and you come back to Atlas.com and you stake it on Atlas. What you would receive is S gems, so stake gems. And this is something that is pretty innovative that we're doing. Usually, S gems, the stake token, would be an ERC20 token. We're actually doing something really innovative here is that we're actually making that into an ERC721 token. So what that means is your stake gems is actually an NFT. Let me repeat that again. Once you stake your LP tokens on Atlas, what you actually receive is a S gem that's an ERC721 token that is an NFT. So wow. Thanks for the sound effect there, Seb. So with that, you actually have a NFT that basically prints gems for you. So this is something that is really, really innovative. We've been planning at this for a couple of weeks. We spoke to our advisors and investors. And this is the best analogy I can give you. If you own a stake S gem token, this is as if you bought a treasury bond that underlying holds Tesla stock and it's all wrapped in a Mona Lisa painting. Let me give some time to sing in there. So what that means is you could be owning a treasury bond. The treasury bond bought Tesla stocks and all this is wrapped in an NFT. So essentially you are holding an NFT that drops you gems daily because you've been staking it. So not only you are entitled to earning the staking rewards, that S gem that you're holding is an NFT, which means you could actually trade that. You could sell that S gem as an NFT on OpenSea. But there's something interesting that we're doing here. And this is also a bit of behavioral economics here, is that if you do claim the rewards, the NFT will actually be burned. But you can actually hold it and it will continue dropping you gems. And you can decide if you want to claim it and burn NFT or you sell it on OpenSea. So someone buying that NFT actually holds in there a staking contract that basically, one, has your capital amount, two, all the new gem rewards that you have earned. So this was something that, you know, we spent a lot of time designing, and I know it takes some time to understand, but we're definitely going to be like illustrating all of this out on a Medium article on the website, just so that you really understand what's happening. So a couple of key milestones just to quickly reiterate. If you are right now in the whitelist channel, there are a few things. The first thing is you'll go to atlas.com to buy gems at a discount. The second thing is that once you receive your X gems, you will bring it to QuickSwap and basically receive back an LP token. With that, you take it to Atlas and you stick with Atlas. In return, you will receive S gems, which is an NFT. So this NFT basically drops you gems and you can decide if you want to claim it or you can sell it on OpenSea. And really the analogy here is, let me just say it one more time. Imagine if there's a Mona Lisa painting that you're looking at right now. Inside that Mona Lisa painting is a treasury bond that pays you gems. And on its own, it's actually also a Tesla stock because your gems would accrue in value, right? So I think I dropped about this in one of the channels today, is that the 702% APY is based on our listing price of 1 cent. So that's how much APY you may get. But if things go well and the price of X gems do appreciate, your APY is actually much more than 702%. So definitely after this, I'm going to go through with everyone, you know, how is APY calculated and all that mechanism. But I'll just let that sink in a little bit. Let me just quickly take a look at the channel to see if, you know, there are any questions there that comes in. I saw someone saying, you know, is LP token X gems? So it's not. X gems is the tokenized version of gems. So everything that all of you are right now transacting on the site, XGEM is basically just a tokenized version of that. The LP token is what you get from QuickSwap after you become a liquidity provider. So I hope that clears it. So all in all, there are four things that you should know. There are four different tokens that are in play here. The first one is GEMs. These are non-ERC20. This is what all of you already have in your wallet. The second is XGEMs, which is an ERC20 version of GEMs. Exactly the same thing. It's packed one for one. It's just that it's an ERC20 token. The third one is the LP token from QuickSwap. That is also an ERC20. And when you stake that with Atlas, you get back SGEMs. That is the ERC721, which is an NFT. So these really are the four things that, you know, in terms of terminologies that you need to understand. All in all, right, after I say everything, you're going to ask, you know, what it is in it for me? Like, how do I earn? And I'm sure, you know, everyone here, we enjoy the games, but this is also something that we're looking for and interested in, right? What is the benefit for me? First one, if you do participate in staking on Atlas, one, naturally, you already own GEMs. And there is a possibility of a price appreciation there. So that's the first thing for GEMs. Second, if you provide liquidity, you earn LP liquidity providing fees from QuickSwap. So that in itself also is a revenue driver. Thirdly, you earn staking rewards, right? If you stake with Atlas, we basically have allocated a large chunk of staking rewards. So you are definitely entitled to that. And that's the headline number of 702 APY that you see. The fourth one is you could possibly earn from NFT sales. Because SGEM is a ERC721, so you can actually trade that on OpenSea. So this whole design is really a multiple series of events all packed to one. And the purpose here really is to, you know, be able to give the community as many avenues that, you know, they can monetize and get value out of it. One interesting thing that I thought I could share a little bit is, you know, how is APY calculated? And basically, if I do stake my GEMs, what kind of value comes back to me? So I'll share a bit about how APY is calculated. Mainly four things. APY is a function of how much you stake. So basically, if you are staking $10, $20, $100, second is how long you stake. Right now, for our staking options, we're actually providing three options. 6 weeks, 13 weeks, and 26 weeks. So of course, the longer you stake, the multiple is higher. And the third one is how early you stake. So early people who stake will naturally get the highest APY than someone who came in like, you know, 2, 3, 4 days later. And all of this is proportionate to the staking pool size. So every 12 hours, rewards are awarded to all SGEMs. So if you came in within the first 12 hours, based on how many people have staked, a certain amount of rewards gets unlocked and distributed to all SGEMs, SGEM holders. The next 12 hours, the same thing happens. So it happens on a 12 hourly tranche. What this also means is that if someone else unstakes earlier, the returns for you actually increase. Let me say that again. So if at the start, 10 of you staked SGEMs, after a week later, 5% pulled out, and the remaining 5% still continues to be staked, they actually earn everyone's the remaining amount of rewards. So your APY and your returns actually could increase if people slowly start unstaking. And that's really one innovative design that we're putting so that value really accrues to people who are together with Atlas for the long run and wanting to be invested together with the team and with the ecosystem. Diamond hands. Thanks for the sound effect there, Seb. So I hope I managed to clear that up. And really, I also want to emphasize what's so special about the way we're designing SGEMs, because we are making it an ERC721. It is an NFT, whereas most projects, it's a ERC20, So they are fungible. And really the analogy here is, imagine someone owns a Mona Lisa painting. In it holds a treasury bond that has underlying Tesla stocks. So there are many, many multiple levers for SGEM holders to accrue value. And we also want to make things a bit more fun and a bit of behavioral science, right? Which we say is, if someone decides to claim their rewards, the NFTs will actually be burned, but they get back their LP token and they get back their GEM rewards. On the other hand, if they keep it there, they can just directly sell their NFTs. And something interesting that I've not mentioned is that you've seen Flynn, right? He's our main designer with all these beautiful Comos, him together with the team together with Sarah. They are actually going to be involved in creating a new piece of design, a new art for SGEMs. So SGEMs, apart from it being a staking contract, there is actually going to be a rarity tier on SGEMs. That's right. Your staking contract that you stake with Exodus is an NFT, and there are 5 rarity tiers to it. In a few days, we'll be sharing the designs. Right now, it looks super, super cool. Our team of illustrators are animating and filling in the colors. But what will happen is that when you stick with Atlas, we will actually randomize to see which tier of this special NFT you will receive. So this means that someone who staked $1,000 could receive a common NFT, and someone who staked $50 could receive a super rare NFT. Or the flip side could happen. Someone who staked $50 may receive a common NFT, while someone who staked $10,000 may have a really, really rare NFT. That basically introduces another way that value accrues, because it's not only a staking contract, it's not only an NFT, but layered on top is rarity tiers. So we're actually really, really, really excited about it and seeing how does that come out. And you may ask, how are these rarity tiers distributed? So these are actually independent of anything on the staking contract. It doesn't matter how long you stake, how much you stake, or how early you stake. The NFT tiers are totally random. And this is really our way of, one, trying to bring value to as many people as we can and not make it accrue just in the hands of a few users. So that is something really exciting. And I think I saw a question earlier, like, what is the minimum and max amount for both pre-sale bundles and also staking? So for whitelisters, the pre-sale gem bundle has a minimum price of 10 USD and a maximum price of 1,500 USD. So between 10 and 1,500. And this is limited to each MetaMask address. We want to make sure that pre-sale gem holders are as diversified as possible and no value is accrued to just a single user. So there is a minimum of 10 USD and a maximum of 1,500 USD. For SGEM staking, the minimum is 100 USD and maximum of 5,000 USD. And this is limited per stake. So each time you stake, between 100 to 5,000 USDs. And I think if you saw the announcements, we're actually going to be awarding 50 users who stake more than 2,000 USD the chance to earn a Komo NFT egg. So that in itself is another way we want to drive value and bring it back to holders. I know there's a lot to unpack there. More than happy to continue to take questions, but I'm going to jump in into a couple of questions that, you know, we have really accumulated. So, first question. Someone's asking, for XGEM whitelist, can we purchase directly from Atlas? The answer is yes. For whitelisters, you can buy gems on the Atlas marketplace at a 12% discount. The way we control that is that for whitelisters, you do need to type in a secret password that allows you to buy at a discount rate. If you don't have the password, you will not be able to purchase gems at a discount. If you are a non-whitelister, you will have to wait until the liquidity pool on Quickswap is set up, and you'll be able to buy direct from Quickswap. So this is something that we're really trying to lock in value for our early supporters and our whitelisters, to allow you to buy gems at a discount, receive X gems earlier, and stake earlier so that you receive the highest amount of APY. The second question that I'm seeing from Steve0116. What will XGems be worth? Will it be on Ethereum or Polygon? So like I mentioned earlier, XGem is a ERC20 version of gems. They are pegged one-to-one and they're listing at 1 cent. And this is all going to be on Polygon because we're listing on Quickswap, which is basically a fork of Uniswap. I see that there is another question here. What will the initial price of XGem? Like I mentioned earlier, the listing price is at 1 cent. Summer Leo 8772. How do I get whitelisted? Much love for Atlas. Much love for you too. We've recently just posted on Twitter the requirements to be added to the whitelist. Pretty straightforward. Just join Discord, get verified, add 3 friends, join Twitter and add 3 friends. And just fill up the Google form that we have attached, just so that we have all your details so that we can airdrop you and add you to the Discord whitelist group. Next question, DonDon97. Will XGems be listed on centralized exchanges? So that's a great question. So that is on the roadmap, where ultimately we may consider listing on a centralized exchange. How that process normally happens is that if you are Coinbase or Binance, you want to make sure that only top quality tokens get listed on the platform. So with that, once we've hit a certain amount of volume and a certain amount of price stability, then that will be when Atlas thinks about listing it on centralized exchanges. Another question by Shanna. How do I know that I have $2,000 worth of SGEM stick to get the Komo NFT giveaway? So that's a great question. And I really, really like the question. I mean, I'm so happy that all of you are asking this kind of questions, and definitely I can sense that interest and enthusiasm. So what will happen is that 1 week after staking begins, we'll actually see who has at least 2,000 USD worth of LP tokens. And what will happen is that we'll inform the group and we'll let users come claim it. As simple as that. So as long as 1 week after the staking begins, you hold more than 2,000 USD worth of LP tokens, or in that sense, if you have staked $2,000 worth of SGEMs, then we'll inform users and you all can just directly come and claim it and we'll airdrop it into your wallet. Someone else is asking, is there any other way to get SGEMs? This is the only way to get SGEMs. Basically, you go on Quickswap, you provide liquidity to get a LP token. With that LP token, come back to Atlas and stake it with us. And in return, we'll give you an SGEM. We have another question. How do I pronounce this? Munkxt, M-U-N-K-X-T. How do you maintain the price of XGEMs to be kept at the current same level and make sure that it does not become less attractive to play and earn, which will result in the project not keeping up to expectation? So this is a great question. So a couple of things are happening. So we're actually intentionally keeping the price of XGEMs low. Like I mentioned earlier, it's at $0.01, which is 1 cent. And we want to really keep that low and keep it accessible for the many, right? I think all of you all would have known from the start, Atlas was created to be a leveler of crypto finance and really democratize access to crypto finance. So wanting to keep things low is definitely low and accessible is something of our high priority. even though many advisors and investors have asked us to nudge that figure higher, this is something that we want to keep true to our mission and, you know, to all of you guys, the community. The other thing is that we're actually not going to be, the circulating supply actually won't be very high. It's actually going to be less than 5% of total supply. So this is definitely something that we'll monitor closely. We also have a number of monetary and economic levers to make sure that, you know, us and you, our community, ultimately do accrue value and not lose out. So this is definitely something on our side that we will manage and pull different monetary and economic levers. That is also why we have a staking event. So this helps us lock up liquidity, and in return, we issue everybody staking rewards. And as you have seen, we've been building new games. We have been putting new things on the marketplace. I hope everyone's enjoying the new tournament modes. We're also working with a few new game studios on listing out more games on the site. So end of the day, we really want to continually create more what we call gem sinks. So basically ways for people to transact and ways for people to earn. So tournament mode was one of the first ways where allowing users to pay a bit of gems so that you can win a outsized return. This is something that we like to call high stakes casual gaming. You know, in tournament mode right now, if you go there, you could be playing a game that lasts you 1 or 2 minutes, and that basically earns you a few hundred or few thousand gems. So we'll continually be creating more gem sinks. A few exciting things that I think the last AMA, we got Henry really, really tired because he was releasing the NFT page, is that you will see that we're actually leading up to building our own PvP turn-based game. If you go to the site right now and you click the NFT tab, you would see that a turn-based game is in the works. And naturally, with Komos minted, they will have in-game utility. You can buy upgrades, both cosmetic and in-game utility. There'll be breeding, there'll be leveling up. So we really want to make sure that we create an ecosystem where the flow of gems is healthy, and we manage that to make sure that it doesn't become over. Next question, let me see. Someone's asking, what type of utility will the XGem token have? So another great question. So XGem, like I mentioned, is pegged 1-to-1 to the gem token. And if you are a XGem holder, you could provide liquidity on QuickSwap that entitles you to QuickSwap fees. You can also, once you provide liquidity, get back a LP token and you can stake with Atlas. So there are two levers there right now which can basically get more returns. One from being a liquidity provider, two is earning staking rewards. Or you can, I think you might hear Seb whispering beside me here. He's giving me some additional pointers on what to bring up. Is that you can actually swap that back for gems, which allows you to transact in the whole Atlas ecosystem. Because moving forward, and something that we've held true from the start, is that gems will be that single token of currency that happens throughout Atlas. Everything that's paid out in-game, on the leaderboard, in tournaments, Wheel of Fortune, or even Gem Fortnite is all paying out in gems. And everything that you want to spend in Atlas, it will also be in gems. So that will be the single mode of currency. As we're working on more partnerships, we have a couple actually just inked. We recently just tied up with a crypto wallet in Africa for their users to be able to play Atlas. The other partnership that we've worked with is a Indonesian company that's actually doing grocery delivery. They want to allow their merchants and their users to be able to have an avenue to spend time, play games, earn some crypto rewards, even after they're doing their grocery shopping. So Atlas is working really hard on partnerships to increase the avenues of people being able to come in and access the Atlas ecosystem. Moving forward, we're also expanding different partnerships with game studios. And this really makes it easier for you as a user and also for the gamers. So what this means is that when new games are onboarded on Atlas, the community does not have to buy a new token, does not have to reach into anything. They can just make use of the existing gem token. So we save you fees, we save you convenience. for the game developers and game studios that we bring on board, they don't have to think about tokenomics, they don't have to think about marketing, they don't have to think about security, because everything is all denominated in gems. So it's way easier for them to manage, and we really want to let game developers and game studios focus on what they're good at, which is building games. And us as Atlas will continue being the platform provider and making sure that things are stable. Few words, but a lot of thinking goes on. So Nick gems into S gems, and is there a minimum of S gems needed to stick? Another great question. I briefly touched on that earlier, which is during the pre-sale, you will be able to buy gems, and you can swap it for X gems. What happens after that is you take your X gems and Matic to stick on quick swap. And basically with that liquidity LP token, you bring it back to Atlas to stick S gems. There is a minimum of 100 USD all the way to 5,000 USD per stick. Just to repeat that again, 100 USD to 5,000 USD per stick. And I think I managed to answer one question earlier, is that if you do hit a amount of at least $2,000 of LP tokens, you are eligible for the Como Egg NFT giveaway. Next question, we have Max Oof948. Are we using Ethereum network or Polygon network for buying? Yep. So, like I mentioned, QuickSwap is actually a fork of Uniswap on a L2 provider called Polygon. So we are on Polygon, or also known as Matic. Next, we have a couple of questions here. Miroki, let me get to them one by one. So, after staking and getting S gems, what can we do with it? Does it have special powers, rarity? So, like I mentioned earlier, S gem is a ERC721 token. It is an NFT, and there will be 5 rarity traits to it. So this actually is really, really interesting, and we're actually really excited as we're testing it. Every time you stake a S-Gem token, sorry, you stake your LP token and you get back an S-Gem token, we basically randomize to see which trait and which rarity tier you fall in. And the 5 rarity tier is actually pretty skewed. So almost a large majority will be commons, and it goes all the way up to the most legendary tier. That in effect will be just a really, really small portion. So of those lucky folks who manage to stick and get one of the rarest tiers, that brings on another dimension to the value of your S gems. Second question, what is the expected selling price? Like I mentioned earlier, if you are a whitelist user, you get to buy in gems at a 12% discount. But our listing price of X gems on QuickSwap is actually 1 cent. Third question. What happens after the staking lock-in period is over? Will we still have the S gems, or will it all be converted back? What happened to S gem? So what happens is after everything is locked up, when you've hit your vesting period of let's say 6 months, you have a choice. If you choose to click claim, you would receive your original LP token and the corresponding amount of gem awards. But the caveat is that if you click claim, it will actually burn your NFT. So if you hit a rare NFT, you're actually going to be making a choice of burning that. Alternatively, you can choose to sell the NFT. So what happens is the value of the NFT not only has the staking contract, your original LP, and all the gem rewards, but there's also a layer of rarity tier of the NFT. So like I mentioned earlier, the analogy of a Mona Lisa having a treasury bond that holds Tesla stock. I mean, I'm just so excited talking about it, even though I'm here talking about it myself, Seb nodding his head, but I'm excited just talking about it to myself. And there is another question here. Is there a minimum amount to staking? Slightly repetitive, but I think I mentioned earlier, the minimum amount is 100 USD and the max amount is 5,000 USD. The sixth question from Miroki is that, is there a way to purchase with Wrap ETH? So like we have mentioned, we've definitely taken everyone's feedback. There will not be any interaction with Wrap ETH. It will just be in Matic. Another question from Miroki. I really love the enthusiasm and the questions here, and I'm glad that we can clarify all that. What is the LP token for staking? So that will be the Quicksop LP token, which is what we're calling as S-Gems, so Stake Gems. So really it's pretty straightforward. You have your normal gems, you have your X-Gems, which is Exchange Gems, and your S-Gems, which is your Stake Gems. So hopefully that helps everybody, you know, make it easier for everybody to remember. So gems, X-Gem, which you exchange for, and S-Gems, which is what you staked. Another question from Miroki. To qualify for the Komo giveaway in staking, must it be a single staking with more than $2,000, or can it be in multiple staking with different amounts but the totals up to $2,000? And does the lock-in period matter to qualify? This is a super, super good question. Thanks a lot for bringing that up. So each stake has, like I mentioned earlier, a range of either 100 USD or 5,000 USD, but there is no limit into how much you can stake per wallet ID. So which means you could be staking 10 $100 S-Gems, you could be staking 10 $2,000 S-Gems. And there is no lock-in period. Because for staking on Atlas, there is 3 lock-in duration, 6 weeks, 13 weeks, and 26 weeks. So even if you just stake for 6 weeks, we're still allowing you to be part of the Komo NFT giveaway. And another, I think this is the last question actually. How do I pronounce his name? Jorit82694. So the first one is S-Gem can be swapped back to X-Gem after redeeming the staking amount. So what happens is when you redeem your staked amount, you get back your original LP token and all the corresponding earned gems. But like I mentioned earlier, if you choose to redeem, it will actually burn the NFT. So you can either choose to redeem that, take back your LP token and all the earned gem, and risk losing your rare NFT, or just sell that. Sell that on OpenSea, and basically you can fetch a much higher price than how much that you initially invested. What are the themes taught regarding Komo egg hatching? So, like I mentioned earlier, every in-game activity happens with GEM, which is your non-ERC20 token. And this is really because we wanted to lower the barrier, and we know we have a lot of first-time crypto users, and we want to be that acquisition channel, that onboarding channel to make it easy for early crypto users to come on board. So gems are not ERC20. All in-game transactions, payouts, winnings, or even taking part in any competitions or special games, this will all be gem. The next question, what is the day for the pre-sale with 12% on gem bundle? So this actually, for the pre-sale, will actually be open just 48 hours. Before the public sale. Right now, that will come on 26th in the morning at 10 a.m. So once that is open, once pre-sale is open, all you whitelisters can go in there, make purchases on your discounted gem bundle in your 48 hours before the public sale starts. So really, we want to make sure that there is a lot of value for being a whitelister And many of you have been with us on Atlas almost 2 months already. And all this while, we really enjoyed the conversations and all the feedback. And I got to say, Henry would agree to this, is that the memes channel is so good. It's really keeping us motivated. And just seeing the whole community being so active, it makes everything a lot more worthwhile. So that is definitely something that we're looking forward to and wanting to give value back to all our whitelisters. And the last question, when will it be added for the option to buy the pre-sale for the X-Gem bundle? Will they do it on Marketplace? So yes, the pre-sale does happen on the Marketplace, where you can buy in at a 12% discount of the Gem bundle. And that happens 48 hours before the public sale. So I think that is all the questions. I want to just quickly recap a couple of things, right? In terms of terminologies, there are 4 things. First is gems, which all of you have. X gems, which is exchange gem. So this is what you exchange for on QuickSwap. Third is the LP token, that when you provide liquidity, you get back an LP token. And lastly, once you stake your LP token on Atlas, you get back S gems. And ultimately, right, what is it in it for you? There are really 5 things here. The first one is joining the staking event. You basically have a stake in a possible price appreciation of X gems. If you are also a liquidity provider, you earn LP fees. When you stake with Atlas, you're entitled to staking rewards. And once you stake with Atlas, like I mentioned, S-Gems is actually an ERC-721 token. So you can actually trade that on OpenSea. And lastly, is that if you stake more than 2,000 USD, we are actually going to give away 50 Komo NFT eggs. So this is really, really jam-packed. That's why I think your team really working hard on it last few weeks, preparing this, because this is really pretty innovative. And we think that the whole crypto community, and of course, together with the Atlas community, will be something that all of you will be really, really interested in. Like I mentioned earlier, just one more time, what's so special about S-Gems? It is a picture of a Mona Lisa painting. Within that Mona Lisa painting, it holds a treasury bond, and that treasury bond actually has an underlying amount of tax. So it's a staking contract, it has X-Gem inside, and it's all wrapped up as an NFT. So that is, let me just quickly look through if there were any additional questions. I'm seeing just the second last question here on the token, GEMS token launch. Does burning S GEM upon claiming means I cannot compound my returns? So what happens in being a S GEM holder is that it perpetually earns you GEMS. As long as you stake and you hold on to your S GEM, it perpetually earns you GEMS. So, and it itself is an NFT. So it's like holding an NFT and it just keeps on printing more gems for you.
Until the period.
Yes, thanks for that. Seb is always very sharp and analyzing every word I say. Until the staking period is over. And at that point, you can make a decision. Do you want to claim your S-Gem rewards, which in doing so will end up burning your NFT? Or you can just bring it on to OpenSea and sell it. Because if you got a certain rarity of the NFT, you actually can add a certain price premium on that compared to your investment amount. Let me just quickly see, and Seb is also helping me look at the question to see if there's anything I missed out on.
There is one question on how do you price the S-Gem on, and whether we can help them price. And we don't have that tool, but it's important that everybody is very careful about pricing their NFT. remember that when you sell your NFT, you are giving away all the underlying capital. Okay, I repeat, you're giving away the underlying LP token and all the yield that comes with it. So you have to price that in, because if you sell it under price and you feel like you lost your capital, Atlas is not responsible for your action on. Okay, we are not your financial advisor. We design a creative financial product for you to be able to have fun and potentially profit, but everyone is a responsible adult and you have to do your own. Okay, that is very important, because at the end of the day, we want to keep everyone safe and happy, but we cannot make decisions for you.
Thanks a lot for that, Seb. As you can see, Seb is really the daddy of the group. He's always taking care of everyone's welfare and in terms of everyone. So, like I mentioned earlier, this is pretty innovative in the sense that your stake gems will be an ERC721. In terms of pricing it, it depends on basically, you know, time value of money. Do you want to get liquidity early, or do you want to see out until you invest through all the rewards? So like I mentioned, that's the analogy that we're using as a treasury bond. And what we're laying on top is 5 tiers of NFT rarity. So there is an additional price premium to the NFT that you hold. So I hope this whole session tonight, this solid 50-minute session, has answered a lot of your questions. More than happy to continue taking the questions. Do let us know what kind of clarity you need, what are the questions you have. We'll be more than happy to collate it, myself and the team. Henry is not here right now together with Mike. They're really locked up in the cave preparing for all this. But, you know, we are really, really excited for this. And what you'll see on is that we're going to be having a few other PR releases. We're going to be releasing a Medium article on really a how-to and explaining this innovative SGEM ERC721 concept that we are introducing to the market. So I'm really, really excited. I think all of you are. We can see all the chatter and all the activity going on Discord. And you know, the next 5 days would really, really be exciting. Let us know if there's any questions. We'll be happy to address them. If there's something that you say, hey, there's something interesting here, or oh, maybe, you know, Elos, you didn't think about this, feel free to let us know. This is really a conversation and we're always open to suggestions. But if not, we hope all of you really like what we have designed so far and all the hard work and thought that went in there. So see you in a couple more days on the moon. If not, and Seb, anything else from you, Papa Seb?
No, maybe one last plug. Everyone, we are working really hard, try to make Atlas live up to expectations. So if you have friends, you have crypto native circles, you have family who just loves this kind of stuff, please get them to ape in. When we see enthusiastic and passionate people like you guys, it keeps us motivated to work harder, and we would just love to share the rest of it. So get everyone in, okay?
Yeah, and just quickly looking at that, I took a glance at the channel, I saw a couple of questions. So yes, the listing price of XGEM is at 1 cent, and the pre-sale bundle is at a 12% discount. And the currency pair on Quickswap will be with Matic. So yes, you got that right, Jordy8269. Jimmy O, this cute little avatar that he has. So after this staking period, will there be any more staking period in the future? I'm so glad you asked, because we're not even done with the first one, and you know, you're asking for the next few one. That's definitely something that we have in the roadmap, but we'll take it step by step. We want to make sure that this goes on smoothly, and once we see traction, and we'll start planning on the next few events. But we have really exciting plans coming on in the next, not only the next 5 days, but the next few months. This, over the last 2 months, you've seen us build on issuing out rewards, building more games, building more features, growing the community. So the token sale for GEM is the first event that comes. A fast follow after that is the the NFT sale for Comos. So that would happen after that. And in roughly Q1, Q2 of 2022, we are also going to be preparing for the listing of our governance token, the ELS token. So we hope that this really excites the community. I do want to add in another point, because SAP has been engineering our 2022 roadmap. And if all of you have not checked it out yet, go look at announcement tab, look at our Medium article, where basically we want to introduce the worlds of worlds. How Henry likes to say is that an accumulation of metaverses brings us this megaverse, where there will not only be different game partnerships on board, there will be land sale, there will be an avatar. So right now, all the games you played are still on like a 2D tile-like UX, right? But what we're working towards is, imagine a day where you log onto Atlas and you log on as an avatar. You can dress up your avatar, you can design it, and you can walk around lands to socialize with your friends, talk, communicate, play games together. And you can travel to arcade land to play arcade games. You can travel together to puzzle land to play puzzle games. You can travel together to play PvP turn-based game. And we really want to continue building a gaming community that people just enjoys the community, enjoys the games. If not, that is all from my side.
One last thing, people. We got questions about why we gave discounts to whitelist. And it's a couple of things. One is we want to thank our loyals with a very generous. Many projects actually don't give this. The second thing is we believe that our community is full of diamond hands, not paper hands, not FUD creators. So we really hope that everybody trusts that when we give you a discount, you're taking those gems and you're doing responsible things, right? Keeping the price up, not creating problems for other players, staking, and you're not just trying to arbitrage the discount, sell it, and just cause panic. So we're really, really trusting our community with this whitelist and the discount, and we hope that you guys give your trust to us, just like how we trust.
That's right, hearing straight from Seth Papa Bear. If not, we also want to be cognizant of time. Thanks everyone for spending that 1 hour with us. We really enjoyed the questions, and we'll continually taking questions and post out for more information. If not, signing out. Back to you, Sharky.
Hey, thanks, Seb, and LOLOs for the really, really awesome anime. We hope the community is really getting excited for the token launch happening really, really soon. So, yeah, if you have any more questions, please feel free to ask in the general chat. All support and help. The CMs are always there to, the mods are always there to help. If you need to know more information about launch, please feel free to in the chat itself. Otherwise, I hope everyone have a great day and have a great weekend ahead. With that, signing out. Thank you for attending our.
Sharky, you might be swimming in the sea, so we're losing you. But if not, I'll help everyone here. Thanks a lot for taking time off, and speak to everyone soon on Discord. See ya and have a great night.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.